Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is medical stories. This is to help promote our live show that we just did, Smosh Hospital, which you can still check out the VOD for if you go to live.smosh.com. We're filming this before we do the show, but telling you, we've been working on it for a long time. I think the show was pretty good, so you're gonna wanna check it out. But this episode today, I'm joined by two people who know everything about medicine. Trevor and Ian.
I've been to the doctor.
Obviously, before we get into this, if anything medically related is triggering for you, this might not be your episode. But I will say, apparently it's not going to get too gory, too intense. These are just medical-related stories. Wow. This first one's awesome.
Starting strong. Here we go.
This comes from a subreddit, Ask Docs, a subreddit where people can ask medical questions, and all flared medical professionals are verified by moderators. So the responses are from legitimate healthcare professionals. This is awesome. Someone titled this post, "I shit so hard I can smell again."
Wow.
Dude.
I can smell again.
Again.
This was posted in May of 2022. So I'm guessing this person got COVID, lost their sense of smell maybe, and then really hard.
Look, I have a sense of smell, but I wish I could experience this.
Yeah. That's like gotta be, that. I mean, I've had some stinky poops. I think we all have.
Okay.
But pooping so stinky,
I don't think it's a stinky.
Do you think it's stinky or is that he shit hard?
I think it's the physical. It's the physical release.
I was thinking maybe it was like the smell, like
the
literally
smell was
so overpowering
that it was like his brain like figured it out.
Yeah, no, literally. I was like, it opened up his.
I was thinking it was like a physical release.
That makes more sense.
Which sounds awesome.
That makes more sense.
Let's see.
Yeah, sure, let's see.
Was it force or was it smell?
Vote now in the comments
below. So the craziest thing happened, and I am wondering if I should seek medical attention. Today, I woke up and nature called as usual. I made my way over to the bathroom and did my business. Now, I'm not sure what happened exactly, if I pushed too hard or what, but something in my head popped. It was in the back of my head at the apex of the back of the skull. This is the part that scared me. I had intense pain, really intense pain, in the back of my head. I get cluster headaches and migraines from time to time, but this was not a headache. This was just an intense pain in the back of my head. I am a cancer survivor. Ewing sarcoma, that is a cancer that forms in your bones or in nearby soft tissue. And I have dealt with level 10 pain. This was easily an 8 or a 9 on my pain scale. So I went back to my bed, and my girlfriend saw how much pain I was in. She brought Advil, and the pain went down to a dull roar for about 6 hours, and is now more or less gone. But the crazy thing that happened is when I got out of bed, I just started sniffling, and then a large amount of mucus just came out of both nostrils, the most I have ever seen in my life. Now, I have had almost no sense of smell for quite a long time. I was always congested and could not smell anything. Antihistamines did nothing. After this event, I can smell perfectly again. I am smelling things I haven't smelled in forever and getting very nostalgic. I'm honestly so worried something is going to build up and take my smell away again. But even if it does, today has just been the best day in a long time. I'm in no pain right now, but I am wondering if I should seek medical attention. I am also wondering if this will stop my snoring. I guess I'll find out tonight. Honestly, this is such a ridiculous story, and I'm not even ashamed of it. I want to tell everyone. They write, ha, 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 ha. Has anything like this happened to anyone else? TLDR, I took a shit, popped my head, became a booger faucet, then regained my sense of smell.
That's...
as one does.
Don't think the shit had anything to do. I don't think the shit and the pop had anything to do with like this like sudden like sinus evacuation.
But he said he was in massive pain for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Like so something, but it was the back of his head, which shouldn't be related to
sinus. But I mean, you never know because I guess like pressure can build in weird ways. I mean, our sinuses are like so like messed up.
Yeah.
That
maybe his brain got confused between anus and sinus and just kind of was like, let's clear them both out.
Yeah, yeah.
Evacuate both.
It was actually, right. the mucus was actually a living thing up there. And when he pooped so hard, it like just got jostled around and had to evacuate.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it seems to me, in my non-professional opinion, he did whatever he needed to do.
Yeah, that was just the body correcting itself.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But like, to be in that much pain for that long?
If I'm ever pooping and my head starts to hurt at like a level 9 on a pain scale, I think I'm just dying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I come back. I literally would be like, I think it might be my time to go. I might be meeting my maker today.
Mm. Have either of you ever dealt with like a symptom or pain that then just like went away in an instant at some point?
Yeah. No, I think I don't know. Does this happen to anyone else? Because I feel like in my life, anytime I have a weird medical thing, I just assume that like, yeah, this is probably a normal thing that happens to people. But just getting like a really sharp pain and like a random point in your body and having it, and then yeah. You're just like, oh, why does my forearm hurt like this all of a sudden? And then it just goes away.
Is that not like a cramp? Like a.
But it's not like a cramp. It's like a sharp pain. It's not like a soreness, like muscle pain. It's like I just feel like this almost like sharp, like someone is like poking a needle into my arm, and I'm like, ah, and then it goes away.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting some nods.
But a lot of people nodded.
Yeah.
It's just your growing pains because you're still a growing boy.
Still a little guy.
You're still getting taller. I one time a few years ago in the pandemic when I was just like home one day, I was working out and I think I was doing like lunges, and suddenly like something in my knee kind of like. Felt like something was out of place,
yeah.
And it hurt really bad, and it kind of like was messed up like all day or for like a couple days. And I was like, "Damn!" And I was like hobbling around, and suddenly at one point, like I just kind of, for some reason, I bent my leg, and it was just kind of like, and it was fine.
Yeah,
wow.
I was like, it just kind of like snapped back into place, and I was like, "Oh, and I'm fully good again."
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And I was like, "That's amazing." All right. I thought, I don't know. It wasn't like horrible pain. It was just kind of like, oh, like something's off. Like I couldn't. Yeah. I was having trouble. And then it just clicked back into place.
I feel that way, like when you got like a little headache, and then you just like pop a little ibuprofen,
and then it works
like,
really fast.
And like, what the frick? Like yeah. That? Why does that work? That's crazy. Yeah.
Raven, my fiance, she just recently had a head thing because she gets really bad migraines and like and like tension headaches. She was telling me that she was in bed and like her jaw has been hurting recently, like eating.
Oh,
it's just sore. And she was like, I was in bed and yawned and just like the loudest crack in her jaw. And her jaw immediately stopped hurting, but then she had a headache for like 2 days afterward. And I was like, I don't know. And like, I'll give her like lots of neck massages because I think like some of that like tightness in the neck can lead to that. But I was like, I don't know. I was like, that freaks me out.
Does she have TMJ?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, but can it just fix from one pop? Like,
maybe.
It's anytime there's a big pop or something in my body, I'm like, this might be the end.
Living by myself, because I've tripped down my stairs a few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I don't have a handle, like, I don't have, like, a railing to hold on to, which is probably stupid. Mm-hmm. And I've fallen a few times down my stairs, and I'm like, this could be the time that I fall down the stairs, and nobody will find me for... a week.
Oh my God.
We're doing the Reddit stories with just Trevor.
Yeah.
We're like, isn't there somebody else who's supposed to be here?
And I'm just at the bottom of the stairs, like,
just Peter Griffin, like, just
crumpled up. Yeah. No, I need to get a railing by the time I'm like 50. Because then it's like, then.
You got
then,
a couple years.
Yeah. Because I feel like, because I landed pretty freaking hard on my hip one time. And I was like, dude, if I was like any older, I would be toast.
Yeah.
Oh, you just get ahead of it and just get one of those ones that takes you down.
Dude,
honestly, they look like so much. Okay, so.
What happened? Yeah, I got to know.
Oh, yeah.
So here are the responses.
Okay, so these are the experts that are weighing in now.
A EMT-B, a.k.a. an emergency medical technician, basic, responded, OP, I am very glad that you can experience smell again and we're able to enjoy the basic joy that is meatloaf with ketchup. What's concerning me is the level of pain you experience during and after the event, plus your medical history. As wonderful and miraculous this event is, you need to go to an emergency room ASAP. At triage, report your history of cancer, the pop, the intense pain, and the ability to smell again. You need imaging and a coagulation panel immediately. 1,000 upvotes. So a non-medical professional responded, my sister-in-law was on the phone with her mom when mom suddenly said, something just popped in my head and now I have an awful headache. Then she started slurring her words and later stopped talking. She had a stroke. Mm-hmm. My 30-year-old friend was with friends and said, something popped in my head and I feel really weird. Then screaming from pain, aneurysm had burst. 3 surgeries later and they had inserted 3 stents. The doctor said it was amazing that she arrived at the hospital and friends reported what happened in time to save her. Yeah. Go to the ER with any tremendous headache with a sudden onset.
Dude, aneurysm is like the scariest thing.
It is the absolute scariest thing.
The idea that you can just be sitting somewhere and your brain it's just like bursts, yeah. Like that's horrifying.
Yeah. But it's I have heard that advice that a sudden extreme headache is like, go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Update.
Oh.
Yes.
Woke up totally fine. I'm going to tell my GP what happened and probably end up with an MRI. My mother died of an aneurysm about 10 years ago, so I have had a few MRIs because it can be hereditary. Oh. I haven't had an MRI in the last 5 years, though. I have also had a ton of CT scans from my days with cancer. Either way, based on what I'm seeing here, I will 100% tell my doctor. I have a feeling nothing will turn up on the scan, but it's better to be safe than sorry. My GP is right next to the hospital, so I can go straight to the ER. The reason I didn't go to the ER right away was because I am tested constantly because of my cancer, from heart function yearly to an MRI/CT every 5 years, to blood tests every 6 months. I have been cancer-free for 20 years now, though. The less happy reason I didn't go is that I found my mother dead in bed when she had her aneurysm, and I was told even if it had burst while she was next to a paramedic, there would have only been a 50% chance she would survive, and if she did, there would only be a 50% chance she should have regular brain function. I figured if I was having an aneurysm, there wouldn't be much I could do, and I just wanted to lay in bed with my girlfriend as my last moments, but then the pain went away.
And he smelled.
And I was smelling.
Yeah.
And I could finally smell that my girlfriend smelled really bad.
I like it.
My He's stinky like, girlfriend. Oh, you're stinky.
I like the idea that he's like, well, it could be an aneurysm, but I'm alive, so I'm good.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm going to wait here. But I'm like, you said for 6 hours the pain was going.
Yeah.
I would like, go to the ER right away.
Yeah. Okay, update number 2.
Okay.
I talked to a nurse and am waiting for a doctor. They believe I had some sort of cyst blocking my smell receptors, and what was cleared out was all infection. They said to go to the ER if my headache comes back, or I start having clear fluid drip out my nose, and to lean forward to check if anything is coming out. I'll see what the doctor says within the hour.
Ew.
What is Emily?
Ew.
Yeah, Emily wrote in, you ever poop so hard you pop a cyst?
Ew.
That's
ew.
Crazy.
My head! Oh, my God. Okay. Final update. Let's see what they said. So there were 10-plus updates from OP.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
They did a great job of keeping people posted, communicating their medical journey. We've summed up some of them here, plus have included the final update. Mm. All right, to summarize, OP's doctor encourages them to go to the ER for testing because she said my story is very interesting, but she doesn't like it at all. This needs punch-ups.
Yeah. That's such a funny thing to hear from a doctor. Like, okay, this is pretty crazy and interesting, but
I don't like it.
I don't like it, and I don't like you. Once OP is finally seen, OP has a bit of high blood pressure, and at first the nurse says they're going to do a CT and possibly a lumbar puncture. So a lumbar puncture was just explained to me, and that is where they basically need to get spinal fluid. Yeah. They need to test that, and so
the needle is huge.
It's like the substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Basically the substance.
Yeah.
All right, final update, I hope. After all of this waiting, I have finally been discharged. I have no aneurysms, and he said that he doesn't think I need a spinal tap because the chances of me having bleeding is very, very low. However, if I get a bad headache, have trouble walking or anything like that, I must go back and I'll be tapped at that point. He said he has no idea what happened to me yesterday. He said I should scream this story from the rooftops because it's a great story. And to be honest, I agree. My blood pressure wasn't too bad, he said. I think it was 180/90 on the last one, but I'm not sure. I have to monitor myself closely and go back at the first sign of trouble. I haven't eaten anything today. I can't wait to get home and have some leftover meatloaf and smoke a bowl. The one silver lining is, I guess...
Hell yeah, dude. Meatloaf in a bowl? This is my guy.
Turns out our MRI shows that you're fucking chill as hell, dude.
Yeah.
The one silver lining is I guess I get to wait 9 years before I get tested again. Ha 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 ha. Parenthesis, kidding. To all of you who have supported me today, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. I was so certain I was fine until I read these messages, but honestly, I am glad I went. It's better to be safe than sorry. Never underestimate the power of human compassion. There are so many bad things in this world, so many things that make it seem not worth it. But no matter how dark it gets, no matter how much you think the world is against you, just know that there will always be a few thousand people to listen to your shit stories. All the best, that guy who shit so hard he could smell again.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow.
And nice. Everybody clapped.
And everybody clapped. He really turned that around, made it heartfelt at the end.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's an insane story.
I think it's just like another one of those cases, though, like where, and obviously I know it's a little trickier in the U.S. with our healthcare system, but like if there's something feels off about your body and you're just like, something doesn't feel normal.
Right.
Just go.
I know.
Just go. Cause like, if you're just waiting for it to get worse, that could make your recovery worse or, you know,
right.
Something could snowball. Like, if something feels weird, just go.
Yeah, that was my experience when I started to feel tooth pain. And I was like, oh, it's probably just like TMJ or something. I don't need to worry about it. And then my tooth felt like it was going to explode suddenly. And it was the weekend. So I was like, oh, my dentist won't see me till Monday. I can hold off. And it was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'd break both my ankles again before I had to experience that. That shit was awful.
Yeah. It was like an abscess or
yeah, it was an infection and, and everything. So they had to do a root canal and once they did the root canal, I was grateful. Like I was excited to get a root canal. So I was like, fucking pull this out.
Yeah.
I'm in pain and I'll just wait and see if it goes away. Cause honestly, I had something happen to my tooth too, where I had like, it felt like a little cut maybe on my gum, but it was like so painful and my whole tooth was like sore.
Oh.
And it went away.
Okay.
I never went and got it looked at. And I mean, that's
bad
advice.
The tooth fell out. The tooth got really black and fell out and
it
smelled really bad, but it was
hurt
fine.
So bad for like it hurt to eat or drink anything for like 3 or 4 days.
My God, man.
And now I'm fine.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
That's youth.
Yeah. You know?
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I mean, I think I was literally your age when that tooth infection happened, so. I don't know, man.
Well, guess who didn't get a root canal?
Okay. Okay. All right. Our next story comes from Relationship Advice. This was posted in 2024. It's a 37-year-old woman. My husband, who's 36, put martial arts training ahead of helping me get emergency medical treatment, and I'm not sure how to react.
Sorry, honey. My martial arts training.
My training comes first.
Training comes first.
As the title says, and I'm not sure how to feel about it or react to it, I had a sudden unexplained hematoma appear in my hand and wrist. Hematoma is when blood pools under the skin and can't drain out and can damage large blood vessels. It's bulging and sore, causing my whole arm to ache, probably about 5 inches by 5 inches and sticking out an inch. I'm also 22 weeks pregnant and on aspirin. He came home from work within 20 minutes of this happening. I showed him, and he agreed that it was alarming and I needed to see a doctor urgently.
He's just like, let me just give it a nice chop.
Yeah.
Let me try something.
We have a 1-year-old together, and I have children from a previous relationship, as does he. He's a stepdad. I'm a stepmom. I said, could he watch the kids? He asked if my mother could, as he had training. My mother had work. I just left it and began cooking dinner, totally shocked. He got changed into his training gear and came back to the kitchen. I said to him, I'm going to struggle to make dinner with my one hand. He said, I'll pick up takeaway after training. I said, since he was going to training, I have to cook for the kids as it's their bedtime soon. He ignored me and proceeded to tell me that he is tense from work and might need to get in with a massage therapist. After he left, I rang him to call him out on this. He said he would come home if it was that bad. He said he'd get takeaway, but he needs to go to training for his mental health. So he went. I cooked and took care of the baby and children. He came home, ate, showered, and is in bed. Eventually, he asked how my hand is, showed him it's 3 times bigger than when he left. He said to go to the emergency room. I don't want to now. I'm so tired, I feel like I'm not worth it anyway. And while I'm there, I'll just be worried about the baby, and he won't help to alleviate it. I felt it was really cold that he went to training instead of watching the kids while I sought treatment. But I'm not sure if I'm overreacting.
Oh, my
God. Wow.
That makes me so sad.
The amount of stories we read similar to this.
Oh, my God.
Where it's like, yeah, I was dying, and he was like, no, but I've got basketball practice. Like, what? Like,
babe, for my mental health, I can't help you.
I got it.
Sorry.
I got to get my gi on.
You have this freaky, unknown thing happening with your arm and hand, but, like, got to think about my mentals.
Yeah. And also, I might have to get a massage after.
I might
have to get a massage. I'm so sorry.
I understand you're going through a lot, but I'm going through a lot too.
I kind of need a massage.
That's crazy that she's like, I gotta make my kids dinner. Because like in my head, I'm like, you gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like figure out the food thing, like with the kids.
No,
like,
this is.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Comments, you still haven't gone to the emergency room? Go to the emergency room. Deal with this fuckery later. You need a medical professional. My friend had 3 DVT, deep vein thrombosis, and 2 SVTs, supraventricular tachycardia, during pregnancy. They looked like what you describe. Again, go to the emergency room. OP responded, I'm here now. It got so painful, I thought my hand was going to explode. Someone else said, you are not overreacting. You are underreacting. To your children and stepchildren, you are more important than the whole world. They rely on you. Go to the emergency room ASAP. Then kick this loser out permanently. He is making your life harder and dangerous. Someone else said, most martial arts, at their core, are about becoming a better, more rounded up person, not dancing around on a mat. That includes protecting those in need, putting them above yourself. Your husband is a failure. I would have lost respect.
Another martial arts guy coming in and being like, that is not the way.
I can tell by this post that your husband is terrible at karate.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm also wondering if he may be having an affair and the training and massage was actually him meeting his affair partner.
Oh, he's getting a massage.
The problem is when someone
I won't. If you're just listening to this on the podcast, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you saw this on video, I'm sorry.
If someone listening to this knows exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They heard the jerk motion.
They
heard the wind through the air.
Where was he planning to get a massage at night after his training? Do you know why his previous marriage failed? Did he cheat on his first wife? OP responds, yes, he cheated. He did it loudly and proudly, too, and made her think she was crazy. She has sworn off men now. I didn't know this when we got together. He also made out to me that she was perfect and the relationship perfect and that I ought to hold a torch. I obviously didn't know he was a total asshole then. He swooped in post-violent asshole. I probably needed a therapist, not a cuddle. I'm just having a revelation.
Whoa.
Wow. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hope this is the wake-up call, because that just, that makes me so sad.
It's sadly one where you read it, and it's like, man, it doesn't really matter if he's having an affair or not. He's so awful.
Yeah.
Okay, look. So he says he's doing karate, right? Mm-hmm. So now what she needs to do is set up a scenario where somebody goes to rob both of them.
And see if he actually knows karate.
Yeah, and then check his form, you know?
Yeah.
How are his punches? How are his spin kicks?
Yeah,
the person
that she should hire should be someone who's good at martial arts.
Yes. A black belt.
A black belt.
At the very least. And and if he can't defend himself, he gets his ass kicked.
Go comment that.
It's a win-win.
Go comment that.
Yeah. I think we figured this out. Yeah. But first, obviously, the hospital is take care of that first.
She's at the hospital now,
and then get your husband's ass kicked.
Yeah, get his ass kicked. It's like kind of one of those where every Reddit post has a comment that's like they're cheating, And it's kind of like, okay. But the second she's like, yeah, he did cheat in his previous relationship, it's like, mm-hmm.
And was proud of it.
And was like loud and proud and gaslighted his ex. I'm just like, oh, well, now, mm-hmm. now, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Because he also is just not acting like he gives a shit about you.
Yeah.
So all signs are pointing to that now. Every medical thing related to this, it gets amplified by the fact that she's pregnant. Like, I keep forgetting that aspect. Yeah. It's like any small medical thing is so much more serious when you're pregnant.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's just a whole other aspect to it. Yeah.
I feel like if someone, you know, if my partner, for any reason, even if it's not like a visible, like, giant thing on your arm, if they're like, hey, I don't feel right, I think, like, I need to go to the hospital, there is never a situation where I'm like, ah, sorry, I don't think that's going to, like, yeah, let's get you there. Like, yeah. I'm going to find a way to get you to a hospital if you right. feel like you need to go.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
I could never imagine in a million years being like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I'll leave you alone while you're, especially when there's kids. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, you don't care about anybody in this situation.
No.
Mm. Well, there's no more updates, but I'm glad she went to the hospital. It sounds like she's having a revelation. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Let's hope for the best.
She's in a better place now. All right, our next story comes from True Off My Chest. This was posted 2025. OP writes, I was ugly sobbing at the doctor's, then the most embarrassing yet hilarious thing happened to me. So today I went to complete a form at the doctor's office for my nursing program at university, and they said it cost $160. I sat down and I just straight up started crying to myself because I'm so comically broke, it's insane. I was called in not too long after, and the doctor asked what was wrong. I just sobbed uncontrollably that I was only 17 and didn't know how I was supposed to pay for everything. Like, so ugly, I'm talking snot and tears running down my face like nobody's business. He sat in silence for a bit, then said he'd waive the fee for me. And then, of course, my bum ass cried more because it meant so much to me. I thanked him for his kindness. Then my snot started dripping like a melting icicle. As I'm blowing my nose, he asked me to come and check something. And lo and behold, I get up and drop my tissue. I immediately bend down to get it, but the room is so small and I'm proximity blind, so my ass hits the chair and rocket launches me face first into the wall right next to him. And to make it worse, as I pull away, I leave an imprint of my tear-soaked, snotty face on the wall. I got up with my face red, snotty, and wet and straight up laughed the stupidest, most low IQ laugh known to mankind. Because, like, what is even going on right now? I then stood there with the composure of a dumbfounded brick as the remnants of my faceplant of doom haunted me a few inches away. The doctor turned away and stifled a laugh, then asked if I was fine. And all I could do was wish I pretended I passed out with my face glued to the wall by my snot so I wouldn't have had to face him again. Whoa.
Dude.
All right. That's pretty funny.
And then they died.
Yeah.
whoa. Just dead.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. That happened to this person.
How you have to have a lot of moisture on your face for right. it to leave an imprint.
I just imagine it was like they hit the wall and it was like
just skidding in yeah. sauce.
Just slowly sliding down, just face first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
I was gonna make a. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, because he said it was because medical, and he said this is the subreddit True Off My Chest. I was like, oh, it's gonna be a mastectomy story. That's fun. Hey. It's funny.
Truly. True. True.
I don't know. True. This is the joke. This is a joke I had bouncing around my head.
Just doing some jokes now.
I feel like I needed to get that off my chest.
I get it. Hey,
you know?
True. Off my chest.
Yeah.
This reminds me of how, like, I do feel, and I think this is common, of people to feel kind of embarrassed at the doctor or being, like, nervous about anything, you know? Like, we're just like, no, doctors see so much stuff every day. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not going to be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to a dermatologist for the first time in my adult life recently because I was just like, oh, I've never gotten a checkup. Like, I should just make sure it's good. And then, of course, like, I go in and they're like, yeah, so I need you to, like, basically strip down to just your underwear and we'll come in and check. And then I was just kind of like, right, of course. They need to look at my skin. But I'm just sitting there just kind of like, this, I hope this is weird. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, this is really weird. Yeah. But I'm like, they've looked at so many people today.
Yeah.
And, and like, so the doctor then comes in, he's just kind of like, all right, yeah, I'm just like, looking around. Yeah. And I'm just kind of like, whatever. Because like, as someone who's not doing that all day, every day, you recognize how weird the situation is. Mm-hmm. But for a doctor, completely normal.
Yeah.
But for her, smashing face first into a wall, that's super embarrassing, and she should feel embarrassed. He's never seen that before in his life.
Yeah,
that's true.
Nobody's ever seen that before in their life.
Yeah. So. I gotta believe that doctors like probably love stuff like that, because I'm sure that they deal with like a lot of like difficult things, like sad, difficult, whatever it is. And then for them to just have like someone do something that funny, it's probably like, that's probably like a nice little bright spot on his day.
I think so.
You gave him a nice Looney Tunes moment.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. Comments, nothing in life is free. You had to pay up somehow. Someone said, I've been a supervisor before specializing in the onboarding department. I would go through many candidates a week. I would hire you. Why? Because you're genuine. That's all. You did great. Give yourself some slack. Let your human self be human for a moment. Yeah. Prime nurse material. You know?
That's what they're saying.
That's what I
don't know if I'd want my nurse.
I hear that's what they're looking for.
Falling face first into things.
When your nurse comes in to save your life, but there's a banana peel on the floor. Yeah. I'll save you.
There's a banana, and there's a rake on the ground. Yeah, she steps on.
Slides through the wall and leaves a perfect silhouette.
Yeah. I am imagining, I know this didn't happen. I'm imagining like she like went into the wall. It smashed into the wall. Fun to visualize.
Love it.
All right. Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted in April of 2024. Am I the asshole for not paying hospital bills after my friend tripped over my dog?
Okay. We got ourselves a little dilemma here. Okay.
Yesterday, my friends and I were hanging out in the park, me plus my dog, my friend Kathy plus her dog, and another friend, Jenny. Jenny was walking Kathy's dog, and they were walking ahead of us. Kathy was walking a bit behind me and my dog. Kathy decided that she wanted to catch up with Jenny, so she started running from behind me. As Kathy ran past me and my dog, she fell and tripped. We thought it was a minor injury, but it turns out she dislocated her shoulder and needs surgery. Ooh. Kathy says that while she was running past us, my dog suddenly ran toward her and she tripped over my dog. Honestly, I didn't see clearly how exactly she tripped. I couldn't tell if my dog actually ran into her or if she tripped over my dog on her own. My dog didn't make a sound and didn't seem bothered. Jenny also said she couldn't tell. Kathy wants me to pay her hospital bills because she says it's my dog's fault that she tripped. But I feel like it's unfair for her to ask this. If my dog had bit her or attacked her, obviously that'd be a different story and I would 100% pay all the medical bills. But in this instance, Jenny and I are both unsure if whether my dog ran into Kathy, whether Kathy tripped over my dog, or whether Kathy tripped by herself near my dog. Kathy started running from behind me, so I didn't have a clear view of what happened. The money isn't a big deal, but out of principle, I don't want to pay the bills because I feel like this isn't my fault. Am I the asshole? Edit. By the way, my dog is a corgi. So pretty small.
Low to the ground.
Not big enough to knock anyone over, but you could definitely trip if he ran into you while you were running. Yeah. Edit number two. Kathy is my coworker. We've been hanging out more, so I started to think of her as my friend. But we are coworkers. We work together in the same smallish office, which also makes things a little more awkward.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, Kathy's the one that's making this awkward. Like, I think if the dog's on a leash, I don't think it's the owner's responsibility. Yeah. Because, like, I could see, like, if you're at a dog park or something and a big dog barreling towards you hits your leg, breaks your leg or whatever, then I'd say, yeah, that's on the owner. But this person was doing the running, not the dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she owes Kathy jack squat.
I don't either.
I don't think there's a way you can cut this situation. Like, even if the dog did run into her, she's the one that decided to run, and you never know how a dog's going to react if you start moving fast out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like my dog can just be laying on the floor, and if I get up from the couch too fast, he's like, you want to fight? Like, you're just like, you're running around a dog, and if the dog gets underneath you, like, it's a dog. It's a small dog. It's an animal. Like, that's on you as a human to be responsible.
Also, if the dog didn't get hurt or didn't yelp or anything.
Yeah.
That's almost making me think, like, she didn't even trip on the dog.
The contact is questionable. Yeah. Sounds like just a skill issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I'm no lawyer, but I think, like, if you agree to pay for her medical bills, then you're admitting responsibility.
Yeah.
And then what happens if she's like, oh, actually, I need physical therapy for my shoulder, too. And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. Then she sues you, and she's like, well, you paid for this. You admitted fault. I don't know. I'm just thinking America brain right now.
No, for sure. It certainly gets into, like, murky territory of, like, if you're just running and you run into someone, can you blame them for your injury?
Right.
You're just
right.
Like, nah, man, like, you chose to run. Like, there's obstacles. You're on a hiking trail. You're not, I don't know.
This just unlocked a memory. I was a kid one time. There's this park down the street from my house. And I had to have been like 8 years old probably. Like, I was in elementary school. And someone like had their dog like off of a leash and they were just like playing fetch. And I didn't see. And then there was just a ball on the ground, like a tennis ball. And I went and picked up the ball. And this dog just barreling and just completely sweeps my legs out from under me. And I literally like did a flip and just like landed. And I was like, what the? And then I just walked home.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to the person. The person didn't talk to me. Like, the dog just, like, took me out, grabbed the ball, and I was like, all right, guess I'm going home. I wasn't meant to be outside
Videos of dogs just absolutely leveling people or kids, hilarious.
Kind of funny. Yeah.
No, it was, I wish I had a video and could see from, like, an outsider's perspective. Because right. I remember, genuine, my legs flying up in the air.
No, like, when a dog's just going and they just barrel into someone, it's very funny. Yeah. I also love videos, not quite the same, but where people are walking and a cat will be waiting somewhere and just, like, fucking smack them in the face. Uh-huh. That shit's hilarious. Yeah. See, when you see videos of cats doing that stuff, it's so intentional.
Yeah.
Dogs do it by accident.
Yeah.
Right.
Cats are actually like, no, I meant to hit you.
Yeah.
That's great. Verdict, not the asshole.
Okay.
Comments, accidents are why one has health insurance, not the asshole. Also, keep in mind that if you consent to pay, you may open up a Pandora's box of issues, lingering pain in the future, physical rehabilitation, pain and suffering, etc. 6,000 upvotes. Someone said, not the asshole. This was all Kathy's fault. She came from behind, so you could not see her, and she was the one running into your dog. Don't pay. She was negligent and injured herself. Someone responded to that, yep, if anything, she rear-ended that dog and therefore is 100% liable. Someone said, not the asshole, but also tell me you're American without telling me you're American. Mm-hmm. Someone responded to that saying, the asshole is the American healthcare system. True.
Yeah, sure.
Lastly, someone said, Kathy can get fucked here. Frankly, fuck Kathy. She decided to run and ran into a damn corgi. Tell her ass to eat her vegetables and a glass of milk because she's fragile as shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Is there a picture of the corgi?
No.
Aw.
What's the fucking point?
What's the point?
It's the poster's fault. That's what they're the asshole for.
Okay, they're the asshole.
OP's, not including a picture
OP's
of their
not
dog.
The asshole.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Next story. Also comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted in 2023. Am I the asshole for refusing to remove my medical equipment during my sister's wedding?
Oh.
My sister is getting married next weekend, and I'm a bridesmaid. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I wear two medical devices, a Dexcom blood sugar monitor on one arm and a Omnipod insulin pump on the other. They're both really small, under 2 inches each, and work together to automatically monitor and regulate my blood sugar levels. This basically means I don't have to prick my fingers to test blood sugar or give myself insulin injections. The system does that automatically and makes my life way easier. Today, when we were trying on our dresses, my sister told me she wants me to not wear them during the wedding because the gowns are sleeveless and the devices will look ugly in the photos. I told her I wasn't okay removing them. They're essential medical equipment, and I'm not going to put myself in a position to affect my health just for some photos. My sister complained to our mother and some of our friends, and they are all taking her side. They say it's no big deal if I just don't wear them during the wedding, but I don't see why I should. Mom suggested I could move them to my stomach, but I've tried that before and find it incredibly uncomfortable. When I put a new sensor on, I'm stuck with it for 10 days until it expires, and I can switch to a new one. And I don't want to be stuck with one on my stomach where it will bother me the entire time. They're all complaining that I'm not willing to compromise at all, but I don't think my health should be an area where anyone can ask what I compromise at all. Am I the asshole?
That's insane.
That's unbelievable.
Like, actually, your health isn't important. What's important is these photos looking real nice. And you have that ugly little thing on your arm.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. How hurtful and insensitive is that remark, too? Because that's this is something she wears daily.
Yeah.
And her sister's going, yeah, that ugly shit you have on. It's like, damn.
Dumb, stupid fucking thing.
So this is how you think I look all the time because of this.
That thing that keeps you alive and healthy.
Now, for my brother's wedding, I had like sprained my ankle really bad and I was in a boot. So for the pictures, I took off the boot, you know, and then I just put it back on. And that was like a very simple thing. You know, I just took it off for a few minutes to do the pictures. But for something that's literally like a medical device for like diabetes like that, that is on you, insane ass. Yeah. Like that is so...
It's also a small device. Yeah. She said less than 2 inches each. It's just like, okay.
Some people just get so obsessed with like the aesthetics of a wedding.
Yeah, and it's just like, hey, like there's color schemes, there's certain themes, fine. Mm-hmm. But when it gets to like, no, change who you are as a human being for this, that's always where they're in the wrong. The verdict was not the asshole. Also unfortunate, and this just seems like always the case when we read wedding Reddit stories where the mom and other people side with the person who's shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just always feels like, the shitty person's going to have more people backing them for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's just a lot of, like, misunderstanding around, you know, like, medical equipment and diabetes and that kind of stuff. And people think it's, like, optional,
right?
I guess. Yeah. And
it's easy for them to say it to someone, to be like, oh, just move it to somewhere else. It's just like, you're not the one who has to deal with it. Yeah. Like, they are.
Yeah.
No, and you're right, like, because, like, it's clear that she feels, like, a certain type of way about it all the time. Because, like, it's something that she noticed and brought up, like, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't even think of that, I feel like. I wouldn't ever look at that and be like, oh, no, like, she's it's something that she notices and is always looking at or always, like, thinking of often that it was a big enough deal for her to be like, I don't want that in my picture.
Right.
Which is just, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks because, like, if it's related to your health, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Of course.
100%.
I agree with that. But what an awful situation for OP because now her sister's done that. Her mom's taken her side.
Yeah.
All of her friends. It's like, she now, even after this wedding, whether she does this compromise or not, it's like you have to move on past that, knowing now how you're perceived by these people who are supposed to have your back. That's got to be very hurtful. If it's so dire for the sister, she could probably even talk to OP and just be like, is it cool if I Photoshop it out afterwards? Like, fine. Like, you know, there's that option as opposed to like, hey, really alter all this stuff that is so crucial to you.
That's a super, I mean, if it's just the like the glucose monitor on your arm, that's super
easy. I can't imagine being bothered by it, though.
To paint that out in Photoshop.
Sure, that'd be easy to do. But even still, I'm like, I just can't imagine being upset about that.
Yeah, it just communicates. Like, it just even bringing it up communicates of like, oh, that thing, it's ugly. Like, I don't want it in my photos. Like, that thing, that ugly thing on your arm, could you like move it? Like, even if you don't say it like that, that's what you're communicating. It's like, that thing isn't aesthetically pleasing. I don't want it in my photos. And that's just like a really shitty thing to do to like,
I think it's kind of cool. You look like a cyborg.
Yeah, totally. You know? Cyberpunk.
Yeah, exactly. It is cyberpunk.
Yeah. Comments, not the asshole, promptly declined the invitation to attend if your sister cares more about her aesthetic wants than your medical needs. 12,000 upvotes. Someone said, seconding this, I just got married wearing my Dexcom and tandem pump. I wore my Dexcom on my lower back, but I normally wear it on my arm. I did so for photos, and you know what? It sucked. My readings were off, and I was stressed about that. Looking back, I don't care if you could have seen my Dexcom because it's a huge part of who I am. Tell your sister to kick rocks if she cares more about her aesthetically pleasing wedding/photos than your well-being.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Someone else said, not the asshole. Photoshop exists for reasons just like this. Asking you to compromise your health is selfish for them, not to mention unreasonable. Someone said, my aunt turned up to my wedding with 4 stitches in her forehead from surfing that morning. She was also dopey from the meds. The photographer we had just removed them, and we didn't notice until he told us he did it. Hey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my
that's
aunt was cool. Shredding some crazy gnar cracked open her skull. Didn't matter.
I love the idea of just showing up to a wedding, just fucked up.
we could cut this, but I'm also like, oh, and the photographer also made our aunt snatched with huge naturals. Just like, the aunt's just like crazy proportions. Like, what the hell did you do to our aunt? And our uncle, too.
I love the idea of like,
we just asked for a slight touch up.
Jesus, you gave my uncle just a massive butt.
I love the idea of like going to my nephew's wedding and being like, dude, I kind of want to surf this morning. Let me go catch some waves.
I gotta
this
go catch some waves, dude. Someone said, not the asshole, and I am judging your mother hard. Your sister and mother suck, frankly. Who in their right minds asks someone they love to neglect their very serious health issue for aesthetics? A lot of people. A lot of people are just out of their minds at weddings. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal is. Update. Oh my gosh, thank you so much to everyone for the responses. I didn't expect this post to blow up the way it did at all, so I have an update for everyone. I didn't want to involve others hoping to settle this between myself and my mom/sister, but my brother got wind of what happened last night and absolutely tore my mom and sister a new one about how hurtful it was to suggest I go without my devices just for her wedding photos. He then told my grandfather, who is paying for the wedding. Grandpa apparently drove an hour into town this afternoon just to tell my mother how disappointed he was and that he must have gone wrong somewhere raising her. He told her that if they didn't apologize and make things right, my mom should figure out how to pay for all of the outstanding wedding costs herself. Now, I do think this was a bit extreme. I wasn't looking to cause this much trouble for my mom and sister, but it seems to have worked because they called me to apologize and say it was wrong of them to suggest I just go without my monitor and pump and we can find a way to dress it up instead. I accepted their apologies. We decided to try wearing flower corsages over each device so they can't be seen. If that doesn't work, we can try a shawl, as many of you suggested. Again, thank you for all the support. I'll be giving my grandpa a big hug and buying my little brother dinner tonight as a thank you for having my back on this. Maybe it seems minor to some, but it was really upsetting to me that my own family turned on me when it came to my own health. So it was a really big deal to me that they unconditionally supported me when my mom and sister wouldn't. That's so great.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank
the
God.
Happy ending.
The happy ending.
The happy ending.
And I mean, I think it just like, you know, I think it was just more of like an ignorance thing with the daughter and mom. Like, so I mean, it seems like the apology, I would accept the apology.
Sure. I get that. Cause like, I know with a lot of weddings, the vibe is like, hey, let's make everything peaceful and right.
Yeah.
But I think it's good she stood her ground here. I'm really glad that she had other people back her up.
Yeah.
I get that, like, after the apologies and after the acceptance of, like, okay, you're not going to have to go through that ordeal, to be like, all right, now I'll keep the peace. I'll accept your apology. We can move on from this, opposed to, like, holding it on them.
Yeah.
But happy about this situation.
Happy ending. We don't get a lot of those on Reddit. I just pictured like the grandfather's like this like oil tycoon guy, and he like comes out of his Rolls Royce with his like little cane, and he's like, I tell you, if you don't apologize to my granddaughter, I'm cutting you out of the will.
I'm picturing the grandpa as the Monopoly man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This last story comes from True Off My Chest.
You look stressed out.
I am stressed out.
Just gripping his head, just.
We talked earlier about how doctors see everything all day.
Sure.
So it's like doctors are not phased. So yeah, like I was embarrassed to be, you know, basically naked in front of a doctor, but I'm like, oh, for me, I'm just another like part of the job.
Sure.
Like,
they see
I'm
a
nothing
lot
special,
of,
just whatever.
They see a lot of objects and a lot of different holes.
Right.
Yep.
But this final title. This was posted in March of 2025. Surgeon made fun of my penis.
Oh, no. Okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
That's surgeon, so huh? funny.
Okay.
All right, let's see what this is.
Let's hear him out.
Dude, imagine, I'm sorry. Imagine like getting home from surgery and you like, it's a roommate part or whatever, and you're like, ugh, dude, the surgeon made fun of my penis.
Now I'm like dying to know. I want to know details on this man's penis.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah. Like,
is there a photo?
Is it a funny looking one?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Let's go.
I, 32 male at the time, am a big dude of 2 meters and 120 kilograms. That's 6'6", 250 pounds in drunk pirate units. And had to have surgery on my calves because of varicose veins. So the day of, I was told to get completely undressed and put on the generic open back gown, which due to my frame made me look like Donald Duck, if you know what I mean. I was led to the OR by a nurse and placed on a cold metal table. They administered some local anesthesia to my legs, and after about 10 minutes laying naked in a cold, brightly lit room, waiting to be sliced up, the two doctors strolled in. I was very anxious, cold, and self-conscious, so I just stayed still. Nurse.
He's really saying a lot of cold.
Yeah.
He's really cold.
Guys, it's very cold.
And I was
cold
just table. In the pool. Guys, and so
it was very cold. Okay.
Freezing, guys, freezing.
I think I see where this is going. Continue.
Nurse says, anesthesia was given, patient ready. Doc one walks to the table. Wow, big fucker and such a small dick.
No. Doc, you can't just.
Doc two laughs. OP goes, what? Nurse, in a panic, oh no, you have the wrong patient file. This one isn't the fully sedated one. He is awake.
Yes! Dude, if I'm awake on an operating table and a doctor thinks I'm asleep and makes a joke about my tiny penis, I don't think I would make a noise. Like, I think I would be so mortified that I'd just be like, that was the worst thing ever. Like, I
might just go into a coma.
I might just die.
I mean, like, yeah, wow.
So, yeah, nobody said another word to me for the rest of the operation, just 200 decibels of awkward silence while they ripped veins out of me. It felt like Ricky Gervais wrote this scene. I should have walked out, but I was too shocked to even think. When they were done, they exchanged quiet words with the nurse and quickly walked out. It was a bit shocking, but I quickly laughed it off. I mean, they weren't wrong, but man, some people. Edit, this was 10 years ago. I am fine. Oh, God.
Dude.
Damn, wow. Dude.
I mean, yeah, of course, because, you know, like, doctors are humans like everybody else, and they're going to talk, you know? Like,
I know.
But there's obviously, like, a level of professionalism you're supposed to bring to the workspace. And then you go home and you be like, honey, this dude's...
Dude, yeah.
But yikes.
Yeah.
At the very least, if you're going to make fun of someone's dick, at least try and be funny. Like at least make like something like a little shrimp like ooh.
Right.
Well, didn't realize I ordered the shrimp Alfredo. Like at least try him.
Yeah, I would respect if they're even attempting something.
If they're attempting some sort of, you know, well thought out joke.
I guess like why is it even worth commenting on?
If I'm a doctor, like, I would probably try to avoid looking at as many penises as possible. Like,
because you're going to see so many throughout the day.
It's not something I want to look at. And, like, I'm not going to, like, let my, like, examine it. Like, I'm working on his legs. I'm going to look at his legs. I'm not going to, like, be like,
ooh. I think
they had the wrong patient file. They didn't know why they were.
Because it was a local anesthesia, not
a local anesthesia. So this guy was fully awake.
So dumbass read the chart wrong or read the wrong chart. And then.
It's kind of one of those situations where I'm like, I understand that they thought he was fully sedated. But it's like, dude, you're a professional. I also understand that doctors are just in there all day. This is just, like, becomes routine. Yeah. But it's like, damn, man, like, I'm still like, you're an asshole. You're like, that's still a really mean thing to be doing 100%. And saying and the way you're talking about patients.
I mean, it's physicians like that make people afraid to go to the doctor because they're self-conscious about something on their bodies.
Yeah.
That then they don't want to share with the doctor because they're afraid of that kind of judgment. So, Yeah.
I feel like commenting on anyone's like physical appearance in any way like that is just like, yeah, it's just something you don't need to do. It's not like a necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comments, wrong patient file. The fuck do you mean wrong patient file?
When did I just saw a penis?
Okay, what?
Was
what?
It? No, and you it was in a show. And it was like, was it
the chair company?
Was it Saltburn?
It was the most recent episode of the chair company. And I was at the end, I was like, come on, man.
It was weird.
It was a
weird penis?
No, it was a fake penis, but it was a penis.
And it was just, you didn't see it coming.
You really didn't.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, sometimes you don't.
Another comment says, my grandma told me a story like this. She wasn't fully sedated while they had to save her during an ectopic pregnancy. After the doctor came in, they said, oh boy, she's got some mud mashers on her. I know she ain't happy with those feet. She has a beautiful face, but look at those feet. My grandma wears a size 10 wide for women, so she has big feet, but stands at a solid 5'3", or 160 awesome. Centimeters. She couldn't speak, but she wishes she had told them that she heard them after she fully woke up. OP responded, I once worked on a live-streamed operation as a sound guy. Doc had a mic on, walks up to elderly cancer patient, opens the torso, sighs, and says, yeah, close her back up. She won't live another month. Let's do lunch. This was streamed live to 6 universities. Docs are just people mechanics.
Whew. Yeah.
Someone said, just a thought, but have you tried having a bigger penis?
Dude, hell yeah.
Oh.
I should, oh man, I never thought about that.
Dude, that's good advice.
Oh, that is really good advice. Wow, damn.
I didn't know we'd be just be on cock talk for like the last 20 minutes.
That's
of this.
What happens when you get the guys.
Yeah,
ready to
unfortunately.
That's,
unfortunately, that's what happens and you get 3 boys in a room.
That's medical drama, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Penises.
Did this happen on the pit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's my favorite.
Did this happen in the live show? We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
That's true.
Anything could have happened in that live show, which you should check out by going to live.smosh.com. It's probably going to be pretty wild.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty great. There's improv. There's things that we've written like an entire drama.
We have a full like medical drama in there. With also a bunch of improv wildness going on, too. So, anyways, Trevor, Ian, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Top.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Dilf.
Oh, wow, it does say that.
I mean, this is your office.
This is my office.
You must be Dr.
I do sleep here.
For the podcast listeners, there's a plaque behind me that says Dr. Dilf. I had no idea that was there.
And it says MFT, PsyD, PhD. You were in college forever.
Yeah.
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 Still are.
Trying out for the bar tomorrow.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Add to it, Esquire. Pretty sick. Thank you for watching. And please go check out our live show at live.smosh.com. And we'll see you next Saturday. Bye.
Bye-bye.